This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Endicott College football coach Paul McGonigal following their 24-21 win over Western New England on Saturday. It was a tension-packed game, a little back and forth, a homecoming game, and also a coming-from-behind game. So, coach, you had it all for homecoming crowd there on Saturday.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Yeah, it had all those. You're spot on. It was definitely, what college football is all about. You know, from a fan's perspective, they saw a great game versus two teams going at it for 60 minutes. From a coaching standpoint, a little up and down throughout the game, but at the end of the day, we think it was an overall resilient team win.
You know, I checked in at halftime, and I was worried because you guys have a bye week, and usually that's a tough week to I'm not making excuses, but it is something to restart the engine, if you will. It happens in sports all the time. I see it.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword. We not only had a bye week, we also, the week before, out in Buffalo, our starters only played a half. So they were ready to play a game, so you're trying to, get them going, but at the same time as they're resting. And honestly, we kind of started off fast. We went right down, and opening drive went down and scored, and then we got a three and out, and we had the ball and a chance to maybe make some more points and make that game a little bit different. But, credit to them, they stopped us, and then they came down and scored. So we're kind of, and not to get ahead of myself, but in reality, it was pretty much a tale of almost two halves, but really the second, third quarter was just different.
Yeah, it was strange because, having watched you guys a lot this year, you're down at the half, right? As you mentioned, 14-10, you come out, you take a 24-14 lead, and you do it in an aggressive fashion defensively, then offense, and I'm thinking, okay, this is it. You're going to put them away. But it didn't happen that way. They pull a trick play, and they get back on the board, and then it was a nail-biter right to the end, I guess.
Yeah, ironically, it was the exact actually, it was the exact same situation of last year's game, and talking to the team, yes, in team meeting, I think overall of the years and whatnot, anytime these two teams play, it's always a great matchup. Coach LeBeau, Jason, does a great job over there. I think there's kind of a mutual respect between not only us as coaches, but also as team and whatnot, and you try to tell your team every week, you're going to get everybody's best, and what you get, and, it was, we got up 10-7, and then they scored, and then they went for a field goal before the half, and we had a great block by Mark and Graffia, jumped up there in the middle, got a piece of it, and, I think that gave us a little momentum, and then I think the biggest thing was the three and out before when they got the ball to start the second half, because they're up 14-10, and if they get anything there, defense made a big stand there, and Coach Pop did a great job making some adjustment at halftime, and I think just more challenging our guys as well as not so much X's and O's, and then the offense going down and scoring, and just kind of changed. A lot of times football is a game of momentum, and that changed a lot, and then we had a couple chances to kind of got up to 10 and maybe 3 or 13 or 17 points, couldn't do it, and then they had a drive where they had a two trick plays, and credit to them. And then, but we got the ball back with 5 minutes left, and luckily we were able to get a few first downs and didn't give the ball back.
No, exactly. When you look back at this game, what are the differences? You just mentioned a series of moments there for Endicott in your favor, but they had their moments too. So what do you take away from a game like this as a coach and coaching staff?
Well, obviously, you learn from every win, you learn from every loss, and I think we looked at some stuff we could have done better. You can look at some stats and you can say, okay, offense had 400 some yards and whatnot, but I think a lot of times is, our standard here is we try to get better in this stuff that we can work, be better at as coaches, we can be better at as, players, and, I think, some special teams, substitutions and things like that we have to work on. I think that coming off the bye, you got fresh legs, but also, you haven't coached in a game and you're just coaching practices and stuff like that. But there's definitely a lot of situational football for us to, get better at. I think, when you win the game, it's okay, I'm glad we won it. It's good to learn from, obviously, but you have to flip it to the players and say, hey, X, Y, and Z could have cost us the game, and this is a whole different conversation.
You know, looking at the stats, both teams were able to pass or did pass and rush somewhat evenly, not exactly the same, you know, a balanced rushing and passing attack. And but I'm thinking that every rush that Anthony Caggianelli had for you guys, which he had just short of 100 yards in the game, must have been huge in a game like that because it's ball possession as well, you know, running the rush attack.
Oh, 100% right. And I'm glad you mentioned Anthony. You know, the running back unit we have is probably one of the most unselfish group. We've played over five running backs this year. You know, Cadge has been our starter, our workhorse, but Mike Vecchione scores the first touchdown of the year at St. Lawrence, and he came, you know, senior came in and shaped and around, and then he got injured, and he's bound back, and he's back now. But then, you know, Yavi Cosman-Diaz, who actually, ironically, you know, played more versus them last year, and then our freshman Marquise Bridgewater, you know, playing as well. But Anthony Caggianelli in 2019 at West New England broke his collarbone and didn't play the rest of the year in the bowl game. Last season, in our last game of the regular season, he got his hip hurt in that game and was done for the year, didn't play in the playoff game. And the fact that he was the one that got the game-winning first down, you know, it's kind of like that Disney movie, you know, but I think just as coaches and players, everybody was so happy for him. But, you know, we talk about defense too, but, you know, Mark Ledbetter, offensive line coach, and the job he did with our offensive line. And we always talk about the sign of a good team is being able to run the ball when the team knows you're running the ball. And the flip is defensively, if you know to stop the run, the team knows you're running. And we were able to do that at the end, you know.
Absolutely. I want you to also talk to us again. We've talked a lot about Clayton Marenghi, your quarterback out of Linfield. But again, here he is. He passes for 188 yards. He rushes for 47 yards in the game. You know, just tell us more. Talk to us more about Clayton.
You know, I think Clayton, and be redundant, he's just learning every single week, and he's getting better and better. And you know, years ago, you know, 10 of 19 for 180 yards, you would think that was, you know, years ago. But nowadays, this looks like a first quarter in all these air raid offenses. And I think overall as an offense, we're kind of whatever it takes. And he does such a good job of distribution. Like, it doesn't go to one person. You know, he's hand the ball off, or he's running, or he throws to, you know, Shane Alward or Adam Goodfellow, or, you know, our freshman tight end Jacob Ward had a, you know, big play in the game. So it's, he's very unselfish. He's kind of like a quiet leader. He's not a captain, but he's also just kind of leads by example. He goes out, works hard every day, and watches a lot of film, and he's kind of maturing before our eyes.
Yeah, and Aylward.
You know what I'm saying from a football standpoint?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Aylward there with 126 yards of receiving as well, and he continues to press on game after game for you guys.
Oh, 100%. I mean, Shane is our, you know, old-school blue-collar lunch pail player, you know, but you also have someone like Jacob Ward, who's a true freshman tight end that started every game, and we got our all-conference tight end Everett Knowlton back finally for this game. He's been out all year, and Jacob played more, you know, and made some big plays, and again, some big blocking there at the end. Yeah, overall, you know, happy with some stuff, as you know, Bill, with coaches, the stuff that we, you know, hey, we've got to fix this, got to fix that. So it's only one down in conference, still a long road to go.
Yeah, and I know you were very nice to Western New England just a moment ago, but I want you to maybe pull out something that they did. I mean, they obviously had a standout performance, you know, for them, I think. But what did they do that was difficult for you guys Saturday?
I don't think it's what either team did. I think both teams have good coaches that have an idea what they're going to do. I think it, you know, gets to the point where, you know, everybody changes or tweaks some stuff, but I also think that it's also just the players. And at the end of the day, I just think our players made a couple more plays than they did, you know, and it could have went the other way for them.
Yep, it was but a great tension-packed ball game. Crowd-wise, too, Paul, is this the biggest crowd you think you guys have had there at Hempstead?
Yeah, you know, it's maybe a good problem to have, but every time we've played recently, like, okay, that's a bigger crowd or that's a bigger crowd to fight. But this, you know, as a coach, you don't look at the crowd, and there was one point I kind of looked to my right and left, and you've seen people standing at times, obviously homecoming, the weather, and, you know, you got, you know, men's soccer, the big win kicking off Friday night, and then you got, you know, volleyball playing at the same time, and all the, they got all the trucks and all this stuff, and the atmosphere was unbelievable. But that could have been the biggest crowd I've ever seen here. I mean, it was standing room only, probably over 5,000 people, but it was loud. Everybody stayed. You know, just stay for the game. I think people were afraid. I was talking to my daughters, and they were like, I think people were afraid to get up till they'd lose their seat.
There you go. That's that. That's right. That's a change from a few years ago, maybe. Yeah. All right.
So it was just an unbelievable atmosphere. And if I could, you know, mention somebody, you know, one of our assistant athletic directors, Mark Kulikowski, who does our contest management. I mean, he does an unbelievable job. I mean, he's a former coach here years ago, and now assistant AD, and he just, he doesn't stop in a good way. Like, you know, we always joke after the game, you know, he's a former football player and coach. He's like, I didn't get to watch the game because he's always running around and making sure everything's right from a contest management standpoint. But Mark's our hard worker, and as football, we all appreciate his help.
Well, there's nothing. I don't think there's not a lot compares to having a, you know, great college football program on campus and experiencing that. It's you know, it's all academics during the week, but it's a great thing to have a great football event on the weekends and obviously homecoming. So, congrats, that's all terrific, Coach. I'm going to have you focus here just to next week. You're on the road, leaving all of that to go to Nicholls, a team that's 3-3. So, what is the preview on this game Saturday at Nicholls?
Yeah, like you said, you know, it's a road challenge for us. You know, going down there, it's not a hotel. It's not a, you know, it's a longer just day trip bus ride. But yeah, they're 3-3. You know, they've played some, you know, some good games. Some of the scores don't. You know, they played, you know, University of England, who's in our conference this past weekend. It was, you know, 21-14.5. So they're a tough team. Dale does a good job, and like you said, you're gonna get everybody's best. And we have to go there, and you know, there's a big difference. You know, when any team hits the field. If you're 6-0, 3-3, 0-6, a different mentality, and you know them winning some games early, and us. So it's always been a tough challenge playing out there and stuff like that. So we're back to it again, and hopefully we can, you know, just take it day by day. That's the way our team works.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you wanted to mention, Paul, about the Saturday game, the win on Saturday?
No. I mean, like I said, you mentioned it was just an unbelievable atmosphere. Unbelievable crowd, you know, the whole place was packed, and obviously with other teams playing, it was great. But you know, the old coaching axiom, I mean, right now it's okay, that game's over with, and on to the next.
Absolutely, and that's the way it is. So you guys now 5-1 on the season, and Paul, thanks so much for your time, and we'll check in again next week, and good luck on Saturday at Nicholls.
Of course. Great. Thanks, Bill. Looking forward to it.
Yep. Paul McGonigal, head football coach, Endicott College, here on MSONewsports.com.